Thursday as we talk to the president and CEO of the Arizona Diamondbacks, Derek Hall. That happens right now as Derek joins us here on the Arizona Sports Line. Derek, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, my friends. Doing great. Thank you.
So glad we're having this conversation, talking about a series win over the Oakland A's and not a series loss against the Oakland A's. It was dicey for a second.
Yeah. I'm obviously very happy as well. And I think had we lost, you know, I would have told you, hey, it's still a major league team and, you know, we still have a long road trip. But thank God I didn't have to say that. But, yeah, it was nice to take two out of three. And, you know, now we're going to two places where Pirates started out so hot. We'll see if they've rebounded and back on track. And then the Phillies are going to turn it around at some point, too. So it's a tough road trip after this.
All right. I would think it's six games over 500 before Memorial Day, which is obviously the very traditional milepost for what baseball teams to take seriously about in the upcoming summer ahead. I'm guessing you guys got to be pretty tickled at what you've done so far.
Vic, of course, I'm thrilled, and we just know, you know, you're always looking over your shoulder, and in our division, really, most of the teams are playing well. We know the Padres are going to get going at some point here. The rest of the league, you know, the Mets are going to get going and correct things. Like I said, the Phillies will, too. The Cardinals are starting to play better baseball. So there's a lot of good teams in this league, and it's been remarkable that we've been able to hold serve, and, you know, it's especially as well as the Dodgers have played. For us to stay right there at three games back, it's fun. It's nice right now.
Derek Hall, our guest on Thursdays here on Bickley and Murata Mornings. And we talk so much in our conversations when we do discuss players, Derek, about the youngsters and Corbin Carroll obviously still having a great season. But I want to talk about a couple of veterans. And I joke around with Bick every day when we do D-backs daily in the 6 o'clock hour that we play a highlight from Lourdes Gurriel Jr. every day. You can kind of say the same thing about Christian Walker. Can you just talk about how big those two guys have been for this early success?
Absolutely. Well, they have been. And Christian's been that way for the last couple of years. And he had big shoes to fill. You know, it was after the trade of one of our favorite players of all time and one of the best players of all time. It's, hey, kid, it's yours. And he wasn't considered a good defensive first baseman at the time. And he worked really hard. And now he's one of the best and gold glove material. And, you know, we're proud of the bat and the power that he provides. And, you know, he did it again yesterday and the day before. So he's been very consistent. And he's been the majority of the power that we need to generate. And in addition to that, like you said, Lourdes Gurriel Jr. has just been phenomenal, and he's shown that he can hit righties. He's not just a guy in there with our left-handed lineup against a left-handed pitcher. He can be in there each and every day, and they're both really good fits for the team. And Christian Walker goes out, takes care of business. Players love to be teammates with him, and now, you know, you see how much fun Gurriel brings, and he really does. He's a great teammate as well, just a completely you know, loyal, humble, friendly, fun guy. So he's been a great addition.
I want to switch gears, and I know you know that this is coming because you know that sports teams and the acquisition of stadiums can be sometimes a real contentious go. It was for you guys way back in the early 90s, and unfortunately everyone got through that, and here we are. What do you make of the Coyotes situation, Derek, and more to the point, they're looking to re-engage and try to get at any options. Is there anything they can do in pairing with you guys? Just your thoughts on that general situation.
Yeah, I mean, first off, we were obviously disappointed for the Coyotes, for, you know, their fans, for Tempe the other night with the results of the vote. And I know that the Coyotes have put and invested a great deal of time and money in that project. And so that, you know, was obviously disappointing, and all eyes were on it. We were all watching. The other thing that's so sad, Bick, is that, you know, now, of course, you've got cities, you've got markets that want a team, and they're pronouncing it, and they're watching. And it's obvious why there are so many cities that do want teams. I mean, obviously, the tax generation, the tax base that you create and sustain, the jobs that you create, the jobs that you sustain, the community pride, fan pride, civic pride, all of that. And that's what, you know, the Coyotes have been trying to generate here as well. And so, you know, what are their options? And being re-engaged, that would be great. I've said all along, too, and you guys have as well, we deserve all four sports, and we can support that. And you don't even want to think about losing one of those teams or one of those sports. So I certainly hope that's the case. And I would say anything's on the table. I mean, we don't have our permanent solution yet. We're still kicking all tires. I know they are as well. So I'm sure that, you know, we'll have conversations, and we have in the past, too. But these are tricky situations. and especially in ours, where we've said it, you know, on the record that we would love to find a solution here first because of the history of this place, what it means to our fans, what it means to downtown, the investment that our ownership has already made in downtown. But again, these they take a long time to sort through, and I keep saying we don't have that much time because we don't. Unless there's a calendar deadline like there was with a vote in Tempe, these things do drag on. And I see now that, you know, obviously that some of my counterparts and some of our counterpart teams are going through very similar situations, and they're getting creative with their municipalities to see how the support and partnerships can go. And we're trying to learn from each other. But you're seeing what Milwaukee and, you know, city, county, state are doing with them, for them, Cleveland, Kansas City, Baltimore. And so that's what, you know, the Coyotes are trying to do. That's what we're trying to do. And you just have to really go through the exercise, and it's nonstop.
You said, you know, your organization doesn't have a lot of time on that front, and I think we can all agree on that, but a lot more time than the Arizona Coyotes have, seemingly, after that vote gets shot down. Would that, you know, the possibility of working together, and I know everything's on the table right now, but would that difference in urgency of timeline be an impediment, do you think, to make something happen, Derek?
But I'm not sure. You know, I think that's it's a really good point, Vince, and I'm not sure what their timeline is. But you're right. We do have more time because we're in a ballpark that is, you know, it's still, look, it needs a lot of work. And we've talked about hundreds of millions of dollars that we need to put in this ballpark, and we're willing to. In addition to that, just to bring it up to code, you know, and well, up to fan experience code and make it a comp to some of the newer ballparks, we've said we're going to probably have to put $400 to $500 million in the ballpark that obviously we don't have. We're going to have to borrow and raise, but we're willing to do that. So I'm not sure what the timeline is. That's why we can take a little more time to see if it's going to work here and see just how the partnerships would align and what other opportunities we would have around the ballpark, which is so important, as we've mentioned in the past. And I know that, you know, Coyotes and other, that's what the Coyotes were trying to do with an entertainment district as well. But they're really on a much faster path. So, you know, we'll see. We'll see what their path looks like. It's always a math problem, especially with new facilities. And, you know, it's becoming more and more challenging to do so. But, sometimes you can strike gold if you come up creatively with the right solution for, you know, for both or any and all parties.
Man, and with this and with the bankruptcy stuff, you're not getting to spend a lot of time with baseball these days, are you, Derek?
No, it's been a strange season, Bic. But you know, what's crazy is we're not alone in any of those, right? So
yeah.
So you get to lean on your friends in the business and in the industry and other sports and talk to each other and share best practices, and it really helps. It's been nice to go through it with others.
Yeah, and I'll close on this because we opened with this. The series in Oakland, obviously, you know, there was big news during that series as Oakland struck the deal with Vegas to begin construction, but, you know, that's off into the future, and it's a really tough situation, not just for Oakland baseball fans, but for Major League Baseball. How much does what the A's are going through reverberate through baseball and really reverberate through your offices?
It does, because, you know, all boats rise, and, you know, we like attendance to be up throughout the entire industry, and they're in the worst situation possible in that, look, there's light at the end of the tunnel for them because they're going to be in a brand new ballpark in a new market, it seems, but having announced that, you know, it's tough to sell tickets, right? And how are you going to renew season tickets? And so if you know you're going or you think you're going, you have to be very careful in what you announce because you're going to take a big hit at the box office. And we're seeing that, but I understand it too. But it was tough to see, you know, just over 2,000 announced in one of our games. And, you know, it's that's a place that has thrived in the past for years. And you could see that place packed. And you think back to the World Series that they were in. And, you know, it's just sad to see how that market has lost a team. And again, you want to protect your teams and you want to keep your teams best you can, but it does take full partnerships.
Yep. Derek, thanks so much for your time. As always, we will talk to you again next Thursday. Have a great weekend.
Look forward to it. Talk to you next week, guys.
Right.
Thank you.
Thanks, Derek. Derek Hall, president and CEO of the Arizona Diamondbacks, our weekly guest here on Bickley and Murata Mornings.